Good morning, everybody. And I sent out, by the way, if some of you don't get my Wednesday morning text when I'm doing these things, I like to kind of just always send out a little a message of, you know, what I'm going to talk about. And if you'll notice, and if you didn't get it, just text me and I'll make sure you're on the list to do that. But I sent a picture that I'm sure a lot of you guys looked at and said, what the heck is this? It's a school hallway filled with hundreds of balloons. And the reason I put out that this morning is because I saw a guy by the name of Brian Harden, and he shared a story about a professor at a school that had, how did he put it? He said he gave a balloon to every one of his students, and they had a job. They had to inflate it. They had to write their name on the balloon, and then they had to throw it in the hallway. And then he went and mixed up all the balloons, and then the students were given the assignment of in 5 minutes they had to try to find their own balloon in that great hallway of balloons, you know, all the same color, everything. And despite a hectic search, none of them were able to find their own balloon. And after 5 minutes, the professor told the students that, okay, take the first balloon that they found and hand it to the person whose name was written on the balloon. And within 5 minutes, believe it or not, everyone had their own balloon back. The professor said to the students, he goes, these balloons are like happiness. We will never find it if everyone is looking for it on their own. But if we care about other people's happiness, we'll find ours as well. And I thought, what a great story that is. And when you look at that hallway filled with balloons, you can appreciate how hard it would be in a five-minute period to try to go out there and find your own. So what's the moral of the story? To me, it's that we'll never find what we're really looking for if we're just focused on ourselves and not focused on helping others. And that's what I love about these morning calls, because each of us, we get on these calls every morning, you know, we're focused on trying to help each other and help ourselves also at the same time. And I think we do. I think if we're fortunate enough to give these lessons, we always tend to learn something in the process of doing it. And I love what Liz said this morning about how nervous she was to talk. And I understand that, because it's a little intimidating when you're with a professional doctor and stuff like that. It is a little bit intimidating. And I want you to know, we did the same thing with our dentist and, you know, had a great conversation and sent him the biking video and all that kind of stuff. You know, it's just hard to kind of step out of that comfort zone and do it. And like Terry said, even he, who's the master storyteller, gets a little nervous. I saw a Seinfeld episode, and I mentioned this at my dad's funeral last week, that Seinfeld said, you know, they did a poll and they asked the question, what's the scariest thing in the world? What's the scariest thing you can think of? And he said, number one was public speaking, and number two was death, in that order. People were more scared of speaking in public than they were of death. And that's why that's a reality out there when you're going out to help somebody. So I believe that's one reason why, you know, when I think of Cindy, for example, you know, her first priority always seems she wants to help somebody, you know, from a health perspective. She wants to bring them the business, but she wants to help them from a health perspective first. And it's a genuine feeling, and that's why I think she's so successful at it. And I love the business of network marketing for so many reasons, because it's so different than what's out there. One of the first things you learn about, of course, when you get into the business, is the importance of duplicating in your own group. And how does this principle differ in the real world? In the real world, if you've ever talked to people out there in the real world, most people, believe it or not, are afraid that if you actually go out and try to help somebody else to succeed, in whatever business you're in, whatever job you might be in, it actually might come back to hurt you. you know, I remember Randy Schrader talking about being a trader on the New York Stock Exchange, and somebody had asked him, you know, how do I do this better? And he said he actually might even try to lead him astray because he looked at that trader as a competitor. If I'm a successful car salesman, for example, and I had to share my methods of success with other salespeople, they may end up outperforming me. And so I might be hesitant to go out and try to help somebody. And that's just true of so many businesses, the tips of the trade, so to speak. But why should I help somebody else succeed? Whereas we actually do this 20-minute call for that sole purpose of trying to help other people succeed. And I love that in the business of networking, that it's really kind of opposite of the real world. You cannot become successful in networking unless you help others in your group to become successful at all. You need to help others, in other words, to find their own balloon in that pile. As a matter of fact, the more successful your distributors become, the more successful you will actually become in your business as well. The old saying, the more you help others succeed, the more you will find that you succeed. Geez, where have we heard that before? You know, how many times have we quoted Zig Ziglar or Jim Rohn or people that, you know, when you help others, you'll help yourself. And you can still be competitive too. You know, I've told the story before that, you know, when I was at Rexall, the number one distributor in the Rexall business was a guy named Randy Schrader, a short guy, bald-headed guy, short guy with a very high-pitched voice, and he talked incredibly fast. And he ended up becoming the number one distributor of Rexall. And he had the number one check, the biggest check in the company, for over 3 years running. And then some point in that fourth year, another one of our top distributors, Todd Smith, who's actually done some limitless calls for us, another good personal friend, and very successful. Both of these guys are now ranked in the top 25 in the world, all-time income, according to Business for Home. Just to kind of put it in perspective, Todd actually went out and beat Randy 1 month, and he was so excited he called me as the upline and said, Steve, I want you to know I beat Schrader. I got a bigger check than Schrader. And so, you know, I said, that's unbelievable, Todd. I was very excited for him. I hung up the phone, and who was the first person I called? I called Randy. I said, I understand Todd beat you this month, and I'll never forget as long as I live. Schrader said instantly, Campbell, it'll never happen again. I just can hear that ringing in my head. It'll never happen again. And so when I got done talking to Randy, I called Todd back and said, hey, Schrader said it's never going to happen again. And Todd said, yeah. And it was a friendly competition, but it was a lot of fun from that standpoint. And a lot of times you'll have competition in your groups, and competition is a good thing as long as it's a healthy, friendly thing. And you're trying to help each other to succeed. And I know those guys helped each other a lot in reality. So here we are, guys. We're at the end of another month. It's October the 27th. And we're staring down the end of the month with Halloween coming on the last day, Sunday. And so, you know, the question is always as you come up, racing up on the end of the month, how is your personal business doing when you look at your business? And if it's not doing what you want it to be doing, and I'm just going to share this with you personally, my experience has always been it's because if it's not going the way you want it to, it's because you're not personally sponsoring. So, you know, you have to ask yourself the question, how many people do you think you should personally sponsor annually, monthly, weekly, to have a successful network marketing business? In other words, if you were looking at your goals that you've written down and you said, okay, this is my business. In order to have a successful business, how many people do I really need to go out and sponsor? And how many do I need to do this month or something like that? And you have to look at it. And then what you need to do is take those numbers you've come up with and throw them into the demonstrator that Malin has created and be able to see what the outcome of your business would look like. But here's what I do know, that every single time you sponsor somebody, this is from my personal experience as well, everything in your business changes for the better. You'll find your attitude goes through the roof. You're so excited to have found someone that will share in the excitement of the business with you. It's easier to talk to people when you've had some success. From that standpoint, there's an excitement, there's an anticipation. Anytime you get new blood, new people in the business, and my experience is that's what actually explodes your business. So if you want to change the track you're on with your business, if you truly want to change the direction your business is going, find somebody to sponsor, and I guarantee you when you do that. So today is October 27th, and I'm going to give you a little bit of possibly a tough challenge, or maybe it isn't. But the challenge is, here it is October 27th. I want you to try to sponsor somebody before the end of the month, just so you can see what happens to your business as a result of that. You'll be able to track it. You'll be able to feel it. You'll be able to see it. You'll be able to do all those things. And then don't forget, you know, to share the ramp up video so that they're not missing out on any of the benefits that can happen, and that clock doesn't start ticking until they come into the business that way. So that's the challenge. Go share a balloon with somebody or maybe a health pack and see what happens. And that was my thought process. Go find your balloon and go share it with somebody else. Help them find their own balloon and help them become successful. So that's it for today, guys. Appreciate y'all being on.